Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting scheduled for Tuesday, April 12th, 2022. Before we get started, I just dispense with the normal housekeeping items. Number one, the board met an executive session at approximately 6 p.m. this evening to discuss land and legal issues. We concluded that session right up around 7 p.m., so we thank you for giving us a few minutes before we came out to start this meeting. And although it's posted in the meeting room at various locations, I want to advise all people attending the meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. And also, during the course of the meeting, so there's a lot of folks, whether you're here for a short time this evening or the whole meeting, you have trouble hearing what when we're speaking up here, you know, it's okay to raise your hand and signal to us that our voices, we're not projecting, because I know sometimes we look down and we're talking and their voices trail off, so we want to make sure everybody can hear what we're doing when we're up here. So that's the housekeeping. At this time, I will officially call the meeting to order, and I ask that everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mr. Crispin, would you please conduct the roll?
Certainly, Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo.
Here.
There are five presidents, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so we have a quorum of the board. We will begin the meeting. The first item on our agenda is our visitor or public comment session. We have two such sessions during the meeting, one now, one at the end of the meeting. The only rules to visitor public comment is this is an opportunity for members of the public to place comment into the record. So we ask that if anyone is interested, you come to the podium, you state your first name and last name, and provide your address. And that allows us to keep your comments accurate and the record clear in terms of who's making the comments. And so with that, we also ask that you keep your comments to about 3 minutes. So that's not normally an issue, but I sort of keep unofficial time. And depending on the nature of the comments, I exercise some discretion if necessary. But generally speaking, try to keep your points to about 3 minutes. So with that, I'm going to open up the meeting for visitor or public comments. So anyone wishing to essentially address the board and place comment into the record, this is the first opportunity to do so. Just merely come to the podium. All right, seeing as no one has stepped up to the podium, we will close this visitor or public comment session. And we'll move to the next item on the agenda, which is our consent calendar. The first item on the consent calendar is the adoption of the Board of Supervisors minutes for the March 22nd, 2022 regular meeting. And the second item is the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $428,066.75 and payroll in the amount of $300,159.32. With the consent calendar items, we have the discretion of approving all items with one motion or taking those two items separately. So with that, I will leave it really to the board. Anyone willing to make a motion?
I'll offer a motion to approve both items A and B on tonight's consent calendar.
All right, motion made by Mrs. Nutt.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any discussion? Hearing those, hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion to adopt both items under the consent calendar this evening for approval, please vote aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is new business, and the first item is promotions within the Derry Township Police Department. We're very pleased tonight to have many members of the police department present, as well as their family members, and at this time, appearing at the podium is our police chief, Garth Warner. Chief?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're going to take this in reverse order, what's on the agenda. I'm going to call up right now Officer Michael McCormick. Mike is being promoted to the rank of sergeant. He started with Darien Township in 2012 after having completed a few years of service with Harrisburg City Police Department. And Mike is one of our current canine handlers with canine Jack. 6, 7 years now? 7 years with Jack. So a tenured veteran on our canine unit. And Mike's assignment is going to be leading a patrol platoon number 2 in his new assignment. So, Mike, if you want to step in front here. And Mr. Abruzzo, if you come down. And family, and beside Mike here.
Sorry, I didn't
get that. So, is your copy?
Thank you. Sergeant McCormack, please repeat after me. Raise your right hand. Please repeat after me. I, Michael E. McCormack.
I, Michael E. McCormack.
Being promoted to the rank of sergeant.
Being promoted to the rank of sergeant.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And all municipal ordinances of the Township of Darien.
And all municipal ordinances of the Township of Darien.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons.
With regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
With regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias or prejudice towards any person.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias or prejudice towards any person.
And without regard to status, sex, race, religion, and political belief or aspiration.
And without regard to status, sex, race, religion, political belief, or aspiration.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the rank of sergeant to the best of my abilities with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the rank of sergeant to the best of my abilities with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
Congratulations, Sergeant.
Use those filters that slim you. And how about your family? Are they here? We'd like to have them come up for a photo. Everybody, come on. Everybody in the audience.
Where? You pick side.
This
this your mother?
This is my mother.
Congratulations, your three tremendous sons, and of course we're very proud of your son, Michael. Very good. Thank you very much. Congratulations, Sergeant.
All right. So our next promotion, Dennis A. Dennis has been with our department since 2001, freshly out of the military at that time, correct?
Yes, sir.
The Army?
Yes, sir.
Army veteran. Dennis has done a few things with our department in his tenure with our department. He was part of the crisis response team with the county and also our mountain bike unit. And was there a little bit of a stint in there as one of the evidence technicians?
Nope.
Okay. My mistake on that one. So he's held several roles within our department supporting our operations. And his assignment will be in charge of patrol platoon number 4 will be his new assignment. So I have this right here, Dennis.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Dennis A. Eckenrode.
I, Dennis A. Eckenrode.
Being promoted to the rank of sergeant.
Being promoted to the rank of sergeant.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The laws and the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
The laws and the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
And all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons with regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons with regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias or prejudice towards any person.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias or prejudice towards any person.
And without regard to status, sex, race, religion, and political belief or aspiration.
And without regard to status, sex, race, religion, and political belief or aspiration.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the rank of sergeant to the best of my abilities with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the rank of sergeant to the best of my abilities with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
Congratulations, Sergeant. How about a picture with the chief? And is there somebody?
Taylor on FaceTime from Alabama.
Hi, Taylor.
Excellent. Thank you guys very much.
In our final promotion, we need that of Robert F. Zemp. Bob started with our department in 1998, coming to us from the borough of Palmyra. And I'm glad to say that I'm going to have company of another Hershey graduate upstairs in the administration with me, so we can kind of outnumber the Scranton graduate. Scranton always seems to get the attention up there, so he'll have a hard time once we're up there. So. But Bob has been involved in a couple different aspects with our department in the criminal investigation unit. His most recent assignment was the sergeant in charge of that unit. And then he has also been involved in the patrol section. He's a member of the WE team, which is the county's forensics team. Does a lot of photography work with them. And then also has been, and maybe we'll pick up again as a member of the mountain bike unit. Not sure if he's going to want to do that again, but I know if Bob Bennett puts him through training again, he'll be up to the task. So Bob will be in charge of the operations division of the department, and working alongside Lieutenant Roach, who's going to be in charge of the administrative investigative division. So.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Robert F. Demmel.
I, Robert F. Demmel.
Being promoted to the rank of Lieutenant Assistant Chief of Police.
Being promoted to the rank of Lieutenant Assistant Chief of Police.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and all.
And all municipal ordinances in the Township of Derry.
And all municipal ordinances in the Township of Derry.
I will obey all lawful orders and directives of the Chief of Police.
I will obey all lawful orders and directives of the Chief of Police.
And the Derry Township Board of Supervisors.
And the Derry Township Board of Supervisors.
I will selflessly serve the citizens of Derry Township competently, with integrity, and will at all times represent the community professionally.
I will selflessly serve the citizens of Derry Township competently, with integrity, and will at all times represent the community professionally.
I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the rank of lieutenant to the best of my abilities, with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the rank of lieutenant to the best of my abilities, with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
Congratulations, Lieutenant. Pictures are available for purchase. All right, let's get steady here. Let's look at Chief and I get it, and then we'll get adjustment.
Bob, can you guys?
Dennis and Mike, if you would join us back up here, we'll get...
Let's take all three of them.
Oh, bring one up.
Yeah, they're coming too, but let's you and me take all of them.
Pennsylvania is the nation's leader in osteopathic medicine, with over 12,289 licensed DOs in the Commonwealth and 2,561 osteopathic medical students at the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, Philadelphia, the Lake Erie College of Osteopathic Medicine, Erie, Pennsylvania, and Seton Hill. And whereas DOs have made tremendous contributions to the American healthcare system, including treating U.S. presidents and Olympic athletes, serving as White House physicians, Surgeon General of the United States Army, Assistant Secretary for Health of the United States Department of Health and Human Services, and sitting on nationwide healthcare panels. And whereas DOs have a strong tradition of ensuring patients in all parts of the country have access to healthcare, particularly in rural and medically underserved communities, and whereas DOs practice a hands-on, whole-body approach, which includes osteopathic manipulative medicine to diagnose health problems, treat dysfunctions, preserve good health, and prevent the spread of disease. And whereas Pennsylvania's osteopathic physicians are dedicated to improving the health of their community through education and awareness-based efforts, as well as by delivering quality health services. And whereas the citizens of Pennsylvania recognize the need for osteopathic physicians who are committed to improving the health of all Americans. Now, therefore, April 18th through the 24th, 2022 is proclaimed as National Osteopathic Medicine Week in Pennsylvania, and all citizens and community organizations are urged to support this observance to help educate Pennsylvania residents about DOs and osteopathic medicine. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and the cause of the great seal of the Township of Derry to be affixed, done at the Township of Derry Municipal Building, Hershey, Pennsylvania, on April 12, 2022. That would be signed by the chairman.
And it is signed.
Thank you.
Thank you for reading it. And we don't need a motion or anything?
I would make a motion just to approve the proclamation.
All right, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the proclamation recognizing National Osteopathic Medicine Week for this year, April 18th to 24th, 2022. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any discussion, questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the proclamation, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion passes. Thank you very much, Chris. Right, the next item on the agenda is D. It's the preliminary final subdivision plan at 971 Bullfrog Valley Road for Jay Ziegler, the plat 1347. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Plat 1347 proposes to subdivide a 5.6-acre tract into two lots. The parcel in the north, the parcel of land is owned by Jay Ziegler. The property on the north side of Bullfrog Valley Road, labeled as lot number one, contains an existing single-family dwelling, gravel parking area used for the adjacent auction house. The property on the south side of Bullfrog Valley Road, labeled as lot number two, contains a fenced area and a stream that is tributary to Bullfrog Valley Creek. Both lots have access to public water and sewer facilities. The subject of this subdivision are the land subject to this subdivision are located within the R1 zoning district and are also within the Sand Hill Road overlay. The purpose of this plan is to create the two new lots. Lot number one will contain 2.28 acres, and lot number two is proposed to contain 2.23 acres. Lot number one improvements will remain. Lot number two is likely to be developed in the future. However, no improvements are proposed as part of this plan. As a result, there is no transportation study or stormwater management plan. Due to the wide variety of uses permitted in the Sand Hill Road overlay, and with the understanding that any future commercial development will be preceded by a land development plan that would address traffic and stormwater concerns, I'm fine deferring both of those items to that time when the lot is proposed to be developed. Even if lot number two were developed as a residential use, stormwater would still be required at that time. This plan includes lands at the intersection of Bullfrog Valley, Roush Road, and Sand Hill Road that are discussed in two of the township's planning documents. The official map provides for intersection alignment at the intersection of Bullfrog Valley Road, Roush Road, and Sand Hill Road, and the board may require that we had a discussion about this a meeting or two ago. By law, the improvement shown on the official map indicated a reservation for a future taking. However, Mr. Ziegler had petitioned the board supervisor to decide if the taking will happen. That was at the March 8, 2022 meeting. The board at that time determined that if plat 1347 is approved and recorded, that will in and of itself amend that taking for that portion of intersection improvement, or release that taking. Note number 14 on sheet one of the plan memorializes the township's release of this reservation. The other planning document that discusses this intersection is the Greater Hershey Regional Transportation Study. This document suggests that the township seeks to improve pedestrian and bicycle connectivity from the area proposed to be developed to Shank Park. Understanding that no improvements are proposed as part of this plan and future development potential of the property, I'm comfortable deferring to any discussion or any of those types of improvements to the future plan. The applicant sought certain waivers and deferments as part of their application. They sought the waivers from providing profiles of the storm sewer, the sanitary sewer, water line, and gas lines. The Planning Commission and staff recommended that those waivers be granted. They requested waivers from showing mapping or physical features within 200 feet and 50 feet of the subject parcel. And again, the Planning Commission and staff recommended that that waiver be granted. They sought a waiver for property corner monumentation, looking to reduce the amount of concrete monuments to be placed around the property. The Planning Commission and staff recommended that waiver be granted, in part and denied in part. Concrete monuments shall be set at the intersection of the radius of each side of Bullfrog Valley Road, totaling 4, and that has been amended on the plan. This plan is looking for certain deferments for cartway widening, installation of curbs, and installation of sidewalks. And in each of those cases, the Planning Commission and staff recommended that the deferments be granted with the stipulation that the owner of the subject lots enter into the standard agreement with the township that would allow the township to require those improvements in the future. There was a waiver sought from providing shade trees, and the Planning Commission and staff recommended that the waiver be granted based on the recommendation of the Township Shade Tree Commission. There's a deferment for right-of-way dedication. And I'll just explain this one a little bit. The existing features along Bullfrog Valley Road actually extend into what would be future right-of-way for the township. So in this case, they're deferring right-of-way dedication. As you can see, the heavier line, the property line, is going around those features until such time that the township may require it, typically if the buildings are removed or if there's a project that comes through. And here again, we're recommending that that deferment be granted. They've asked for a waiver from providing data substantiating fire hydrant flow requirements, and we are looking to, Planning Commission and staff are recommending that that waiver be granted. We are reserving the right to require that information upon the submission of the development plan for either lot. And finally, they're seeking a waiver from providing contours within 200 feet of the subject parcel, and the Planning Commission and staff are recommending that that waiver be granted. I'm recommending approval of Plat 1347, conditional upon the following items being satisfactorily addressed: that the applicant reimburse the township for all costs incurred in the review of the plan no later than May 12, 2022, that the applicant comply with the following items by October 12 of 2022, that they either install all monuments and markers and execute the developer's agreement with the township, or that they provide financial security for the installation of monuments and markers and enter into a development and financial security agreement with the township. That the applicant revises sheet number 3 in the plan to indicate that the stream in the area 50 feet landward from the stream is a sensitive environmental area. That the applicant shall comply with and or otherwise satisfy the comments in the township's engineering review letter dated April 7, 2022. That the applicant shall do one of the following things: either provide 2 originals of the signed and notarized development agreement if they choose to set the monuments now, or provide 2 originals of the signed and notarized development and financial security if they're looking to post security for the installation of the monuments and markers. We're also looking at the condition is that the applicant shall agree to execute and have notarized 2 originals of the deferment agreement regarding the additional cartway widening, right-of-way dedication, sidewalks, curbing, walkway, and bike paths, and that the applicant shall agree to and execute deeds of dedication for the requisite accompanying exhibit, with the requisite accompanying exhibits for additional right-of-way along Roush Road and Bullfrog Valley Road. And then that the final items be addressed as well, that the applicant shall comply with all outside agency requirements, including but not limited to PennDOT, PADP, Federal Aviation Administration, and EPA, that the applicant shall record the development agreement or the development and financial agreement as appropriate, or a memorandum of the same confirming that the plan, that the applicant shall record the affirmative agreement regarding the additional cartway, right-of-way, sidewalks, curbing, bicycle path, agreement concurrently with the plan. And finally, that the applicant shall record the deeds of dedication for additional right-of-way along Rush Road and Bullfrog Valley Road concurrently with the plan. I'm also recommending that the waivers and deferments are granted as outlined in the explanation section of this agenda item, and that completes my report.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Are there any questions, Mr. Emmerich, on this item?
Mr. Emmerich, I have a question in regards to, I think it was Mr. Hines that came in to the meeting a few weeks ago. This change that we're making to the map, will this fix the issue that he has with his property as well?
No. This was, as was discussed in that meeting, this is limited to Mr. Ziegler's side of the intersection.
Okay. So what are the next steps to help that issue or correct that issue?
We've committed to amend the official map within 7 to 9 months, is I believe what I've written down at my desk.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Sure. Go ahead, Mary.
Chuck, I probably should know this, but being on this board for 5 years, I never heard the term monument. I think I know what it is.
Sure.
Can you explain it to me?
Sure. So when properties are monumented, they're typically done so either with a 3/4-inch rebar, reinforcing bar like you would use in concrete, that's typically 30 inches long and often capped with the surveyor's plastic cap. The ordinance also requires concrete monuments, and I believe we require 4-inch size.
They're little concrete blocks with like a little cross on
top. Well, they go about 30 inches deep as well.
Okay. Okay, that's what I thought it was. But I, in all the time I've known you, I have never heard that
term.
It's
a good question.
I've never heard that term. And I do have one more question on that. Mr. Ziegler is asking for the waiver of the shade tree ordinance 185-31. And you mentioned that the shade tree commission approved that. Why?
Typically, we're... Well, were you at the meeting? I just got that they were...
I was there. There's no sidewalk, so there's no trees that would be in the right-of-way. So, technically, they're not street trees.
Okay, but there's no condition on that, that if it's developed down the road, they would have to comply to the shade trees.
Well, if another plan is brought before the board, that opens up the ordinances again. So it could be revisited at that time.
Well, and I understand that, but some of the other waivers you asked, you mentioned...
Were deferred.
So...
Shade tree isn't something that we've typically deferred in the past.
Okay.
I would, again, say that it would be a valid comment on the next plan should the board choose to have shade trees installed.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Chuck, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
There's no financial security for the public improvements that are being deferred, right?
That's correct.
For the ones that are kind of open-ended.
We historically have not. We've been deferring those types of improvements since, I would say, about 1995. Okay. We've made two calls.
Right.
I would have had a lot of money laying around if I was accepting financial security.
Second question was, you're recording the deferral agreements?
Yes.
Okay.
The only question I have, Chuck, and I know Mr. Ziegler is here, I just want to make sure, you know, it's been like 20 years of confusion. So are we satisfied that this will address his concerns?
For the official map?
The official map issue.
We placed a very tight note number 14 on sheet one to clearly identify that taking is gone, that that obligation is gone. Do you agree, Jay?
Yes.
Okay. We can talk to the person who may have crafted
it. Like Dave, yes, I drafted it. Chuck reviewed and approved it, so we're satisfied with it. And I want to say it's great to be here in person.
Thank you. Well, thank you. And that's important to us because clearly Mr. Ziegler I understand why that was a big concern. And it's a big concern for Mr. Hines, too, and so we'll proceed will address his issue in that same time. All right, that makes me feel good that at least we're addressing the problem. So with that, is there, I think we need two motions.
Mr. Chairman, may I?
Yes.
My name is Jim Hartman. Jim Hartman with Honor Engineer Company. We produced the plan for Mr. Ziegler.
What was the name of the company?
Honor Engineer Company.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Emmerich, I just wanted to note, I am not in receipt of the April 7th comments, or any comments from, so I don't know whether we do want to, if we have anything to say about that or not.
Be happy to review the few comments that are there for you, so to get some comfort.
Thank you.
Label the dimension width of the existing right-of-way. Add one of the following two notes, either that you're certifying that there are no wetlands on the subject property, the proposed project will not impact off-site wetlands, and wetland permits are not required for the state or general or federal government. Or, prior to any development activity on lot number two, a field wetlands evaluation by a qualified professional shall be performed.
Sure, and I can understand that. However, we're offering no development for this property.
So the note would read, prior to any development activity on lot number two, mm-hmm. a wetland evaluation by a qualified professional shall be performed.
Sure. Wouldn't that be part of your ordinance, though, at the time of development?
It is.
So,
however, the ordinance also requires that the wetlands be identified now, which you're choosing not to do, and I get that with not proposing any improvements.
Correct.
We just want to make sure it's noted on the plan clearly for any future developer that the wetlands will be required then.
Okay. All right, I guess we can get over that hurdle. I won't make too much of a buzz about that.
Appreciate that.
And then you had mentioned something about sensitive areas around, can you further explain
and this,
that?
This is for the board's benefit as well. So in our ordinances, we talk about two things. We talk about areas on a property that may affect the development potential. So steep slopes, slopes over, slopes 10 to 20%, 20 to 30, 30 to greater than 30. Those are items that are taken off of the developable area to end up with a net developable area. So those have been identified on your plan. There's another section of the ordinance that talks about sensitive environmental features just being depicted. And sensitive environmental features include streams and areas within 50 feet of streams, quarries and areas within 50 feet of quarries. So it's a line on the plan. It's not a hindrance to the future development area.
Okay, so with the stream being shown on the plan,
mm-hmm.
have I addressed that concern?
No, because you haven't shown the areas 50 feet landward from the stream. You haven't drawn the line 50 feet landward from the stream, which by DEP standards is a floodway anyway.
Okay, so you want to see basically a 50-foot buffer from the street?
It would simply be labeled sensitive environmental area.
Or floodway, because you're telling me it's a floodway.
Well, I'm saying the DEP would call it a floodway.
Okay.
I'm telling you, our ordinance calls it a sensitive environmental feature.
Okay.
I'm just trying to make it easier for you to draw the line by saying it's also a floodway.
I think we can accommodate that as well.
Okay.
Is that your only concern?
Yes.
Okay. I think we can make that happen.
Excellent.
All right. If you can get a copy of HRG's comments to me, that'd be super. Thank you.
I don't know what to. I didn't see it either.
Oh, you know he's
fine. Thank you.
I don't think I have anything more at this time.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
So unless anybody has questions,
for Chuck. If there's any further discussion, we're back to entertaining two motions for effectuating closure on this matter. So who would like to go? Who would like to take on that task?
I'll take on the first motion. I will move that waivers and deferments are granted from the subdivision and land development ordinances as noted in the explanation section of this agenda item for the preliminary final subdivision plan of 971 Bullfrog Valley Road for J. Ziegler, plat 1347.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
You know, we all looked at each other. Yeah, it's really close. I'm going to say seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. And the motion passes. Now we need a second motion.
I will make the second one as well. I'll move that the preliminary final subdivision plan of 971 Bullfrog Valley Road for J. Ziegler, plat 1347, is approved subject to the compliance of items 1 through 11 and the department head recommendation section of this agenda item.
All right, motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any further discussion? Here we go. All those in favor of approving that motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ziegler.
Thank you,
Mr.
Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Hartman. All right, the next item on the agenda is E. It's the confirmation of qualification selection committee's recommendation to the Board of Supervisors for a Derry Township Transportation Engineer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In 2010, Derry Township appointed HRG as the transportation engineer following the appropriate PennDOT procedures. For the purposes of certain funding, the designation of transportation engineer is valid for a period of not more than 5 years from the date of appointment. As was done last time, Derry Township selected a... Let me try that in a different tone. As was done last time that the Derry Township selected a municipal transportation engineer, we used the modified selection process as outlined in PennDOT publication. The first step was to receive approval from PennDOT for the consultant selection process, the manner in which we were selecting the consultant, which was completed late last year. We also established the qualification selection committee, who were tasked with reviewing and ranking the four applications we received. The members of that committee were the township manager, Chris Christman, Tom Clark, Zach Jackson, myself, and Marie. The statement of interest for each of the applicants and the committee's final ranking are attached to this agenda item. The statement of interest were reviewed and ranked based on the selection criteria utilized in our advertisement seeking the applications. Based on the criteria, the selection committee unanimously ranked the firms in the following order: HRG with a score of 9.25, Wallace Montgomery and Associates with a score of 8.8, C.S. Davidson Incorporated with a score of 7.45, and Barry Isett and Associates with a score of 4.5. The selection committee is asking that the board confirm the rankings and authorize the committee to forward this selection to PennDOT for review and approval. I'm recommending that the board does just that.
Questions for Mr. Emmerich on this process? If not, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that the board hereby confirms the rankings of the qualification selection committee and authorizes the committee to forward the selection to PennDOT for review and approval for a municipal transportation engineer.
Thank you. Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second again.
Seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Mr. Gamble, it looks like it's just us and you tonight. That's just fine with me.
That's fine with me, too.
You're hanging in there. The next item on the agenda is F. It's the consideration of the adoption of Resolution 2021-15 to rename the cul-de-sac portion of Hyden Drive to Hyden Court. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you. The board may recall that we brought this to your attention a while ago. Hyden Drive is a township road in the village of Innsbruck that terminates in a cul-de-sac. 8 dwelling units are located on the cul-de-sac portion of Hyden Drive. Additionally, 7 dwelling units are located on a private drive that intersects with the cul-de-sac portion of Hyden Drive and extends to Zurich Drive. The 7 dwelling units on the private drive are all addressed as Hyden Drive. Phase 4 plan for the village of Innsbruck, which was reviewed and approved by the township in the early 1990s, indicated the name of the cul-de-sac as Hyden Drive, but did not show a name for the private drive. When the township staff assigned addresses to the 15 units on the cul-de-sac and the private drive, they were all listed as Hyden Drive. The township accepted the dedication of the cul-de-sac portion of Hyden Drive by way of Resolution 680, November 23rd of 1993. Community Development has been made aware that Dauphin County tax assessment records show 5 of the 8 dwelling units in the cul-de-sac as having a Hyden Court address, not Hyden Drive. Additionally, we learned that Dauphin County emergency management records show all of the 8 units on the cul-de-sac and 1 of the 7 units located on the private drive as having Hyden Court addresses. We have no idea how any of that happened. In our research, we discovered that some property deeds show an address of Hyden Court. It is possible that this confusion was initially created by the fact that the preliminary plans for the village of Innsbruck depicted what is now known as Burn Court as being Hyden Court. Regardless of all that, we find that there's a really easy way to fix this while impacting the fewest residents. And that is to officially name a portion of Hyden Road from the private drive to the end of the cul-de-sac, so from here to the end, as Hyden Court. In doing so, that will only affect 3 of the properties, 643, 653, and 663 Hyden Drive. Letters were sent to these property owners in the beginning of 2022 informing them of the proposed resolution and asking for responses with questions or concerns. No later than February 28th, 2022, no responses have been received. If Resolution 2021-15 is adopted, the township will send notifications to, and as you can see, there's a long list of people that we send notifications to and addressing, including the property owner and emergency manager. I'm recommending that a Hyden Court street sign also be added to the existing pole at the corner of the private drive. Nominal fees will be incurred for filing a resolution with the Court of Common Crooked Courts and for installing the sign on Hyden Court. Once changed, I'll work with the police department to see if the 25-mile-per-hour speed limit that's established on Hyden Court by Ordinance 2010-12 needs amended for this small section. I'm recommending that Resolution 2021-15 be adopted.
Questions for Mrs. Drummer? I would just point out, you may have mentioned it, but thank you for providing all the residents that will be affected early notice many months ago so that if there were any questions or concerns, they could raise them and let us know. And they, none appear to have responded, so I assume that their silence is support. But thank you for doing that because I think it's important that we gave my heads up in advance. So. Any questions for Chuck or any discussion? All right, we can take a motion.
I move that resolution number 2021-15 is hereby adopted, renaming the cul-de-sac portion of Hyden Drive to Hyden Court.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item is G. It's the acceptance of financial security for the post-construction stormwater management plan for 1131 Edgewood Drive, S-2022-004. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan was submitted to detail the design of stormwater management facilities for a new dwelling, driveway, and patios at 1131 Edgewood Drive. The applicant and property owner is DEKELO, Delco Kello Properties LP. HRG reviewed the cost estimate and prepared that was prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $34,390 is to be provided. The applicant has provided the security in the form of cash and has entered into the township standard agreement to provide financial security to guarantee the completion of improvements required by a stormwater management site plan and report. I recommend that the Board of Supervisors accepts cash financial security in the amount of $34,390 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with DEKELO Properties LP for the post-construction stormwater management plan for 1131 Edgewood Drive, S-2022.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Any questions on this item? It's fairly perfunctory. I'll go ahead and make a motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts the cash financial security in the amount of $34,390 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with the Kello Properties LP for the post-construction stormwater management plan for 1131 Edgewood Drive, S-2022-004. Is there a second?
All set.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any further questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Last item under new business is H. It's the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management and ESC plan for the 2016 Church Road, S-2022-006. Chuck?
Thank you. This plan was submitted to detail the design of stormwater management facilities for the addition of a roof and screen porch over an existing deck and a roof over an existing door at 2016 Church Road. The applicant and property owners are Mark L. and Dawn M. Yingling. I feel like this is a good time to just inform the board that we look at a deck, an open deck, as being porous, that the water will drain through. When they put a roof over it, then it becomes a stormwater issue. Just a good place to insert that. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $4,197 is to be provided. The applicants have provided the security in the form of cash and have entered into the township standard agreement to provide financial security to guarantee completion of improvements required by a stormwater management site plan and report. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accept the cash financial security in the amount of $4,197 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Mark L. and Dawn M. Yingling for the stormwater management and ESC plan for 2016 Church Road, S-2022-006.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item? If not, is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts cash financial security in the amount of $4,197 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Mark L. and Dawn M. Yingling for the stormwater management and ESC plan for 2016 Church Road, S-2022-006.
Thank you. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. That takes us to the next. That concludes new business. It takes us to the next item on the agenda, which is supervisor board committee reports, starting with Mr. Zanuda. Any supervisor board or committee reports?
We had a transportation meeting at the end of March.
Mrs. Nutt?
No report.
Mr. Wyckoff.
Bill and Sarah gave us an extensive report on DTMA, so I'll keep it brief, but we did meet since our last meeting. We got an update on the Clearwater Wastewater Treatment Facility, as well as a construction and engineering update. Sarah mentioned when she was here the stormwater projects that will impact the crossings, and I think we'll work very hard to make sure we talk about those dates early and often, because they're going to hit in the summer when there's a lot of visitors here. And to that end, Chuck, do we know on Waltonville when Waltonville is closing? I think we should talk about that early and often, too, because I think some people will be surprised when it happens, no matter what.
If I was going to guess, I would say in 3 to 4 weeks.
They're required to post 2 weeks' notice or something?
That's why I'm saying okay, 3 or 4 weeks, because I haven't seen any notice go up yet. They're still working through a revised detour plan.
Okay. As long as you just remind me to remind you to remind me when that's going to happen. That's all I have. Thank you.
And yeah, I'll report just generally. We have asked, when I say we, the ICDA, Natalie is the chair of the ICDA, and we have requested that Hershey Entertainment Resorts provide an update on the Giant Center pilot agreement to the ICDA board at its next meeting, which is April 21st. We've also asked that Hershey Entertainment Resorts come to a supervisors meeting following the ICDA meeting to provide a similar update so that both the ICDA and our Board of Supervisors gets the same report. So we do have, I can confirm that H&R will be at the next ICDA meeting to provide that report, and we'll certainly share that information also with the school district. So other than that, I haven't, none of the committees or the boards I sit on met since the last meeting. And therefore, we will move to the next item, which is departmental reports. The first is from the Police Department, Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, everybody, for indulging us in the promotions tonight. I feel we have some good candidates that we're able to promote to be leaders in the department and to be servant leaders to the community. So in reference to the promotions, we're still trying to fill some of the vacancies we have. We have one gentleman that's going to be going through the police academy starting May 31st. He will not be out until close to December to go through his field training. And then we have two other slots that were open. And we recently learned of an officer that is going to end their deferred retirement early. So that'll be a third spot that'll be open. So. Drop in service is obviously one of the hardships we experience because of the vacancies that we have, but we had a test. We're going to try to fill those vacancies, but it's tough to do these days for law enforcement. Just to give you an idea, normally I would say about ten years ago, if we had one position open and we would advertise that, we would have somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 to 200 applicants. We have three positions that are open, and we had 21 applicants. Three of those did not show for the test, and two of those failed the physical test. So we're left with 17 right now. So it's tough. It's everywhere you go. It's tough to hire law enforcement right now. So we'll wade through the list that we still do have and see if we can come up with some good candidates to put on the department.
Garth, I just have a question. During the day, when we close the communication center, we still answer the phone number. The old phone number is still answered during the day. Do you have, how do we monitor? I had someone ask me about, they had called in and they were put down to the county 911 center, but they really sort of had a question that probably we could have answered at the department. And it just made me wonder, whoever is answering the phone during the day, are we training them up or coaching them up sufficiently so they feel comfortable answering questions, or at least if they get a question that normally was one that department or the call center would answer, that there's someone in the department that they can refer the call to instead of, because I would imagine the calls we want to be sending down to 911 center really are emergency.
So there is a process. If the receptionist can answer the question, they will try to answer that question for the citizen. If it's something that needs to be referred to an officer, the receptionist will have an idea based on looking at cameras, things like that, if there's anybody at the station. We like them not to be at the station and be out there. So there are times where there is an officer on station completing a report, submitting evidence, things like that. They will page that officer who's on station and have them talk to the person that's on the phone. If there's nobody on station, then they transfer that call up to the county, but it's to their non-emergency line. It's not a 911 call taker. It's a non-emergency line that it gets transferred to, and then they contact the officer by radio to give that citizen a call. So we try to, it's kind of a combination of things, but when that call gets transferred up, it goes to the non-emergency line.
Okay, that's fair. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, Hershey Volunteer Fire Department, Mr. Sassaman.
Good evening, thank you. Getting warmer out, so we're starting to pick up some outdoor activities as far as training goes. We just completed our driver recertification for all our drivers, doing a set course over at Hershey Park. Thank you to them for allowing us to do that. We're going to start hazardous materials operations coming in this week. That'll be 2 weeks, and then we go into a heavy truck ladders and truck up the operations. That'll be another month. And then we have a UTV that we just got lettered, and we'll soon be rolling that out as part of our apparatus, be able to go over to the Med Center and the bike trails, and be able to assist anyone there who may be in trouble and bring them out of the woods there. Again, I can thank you all for your support to the fire department.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Making a guest appearance, Mr. Piccolo from Parks and Rec.
Two quick things.
Oh, not Parks and Rec. Public Works, sorry. Yeah. You wish you were at Parks and Rec.
Yeah. You all did. I am most of the time. So. Yes. A little bit of both. Two quick things. I don't know if you noticed a lot of holes around the township last week. 20 street trees were planted by the tree volunteers. It was a grant, Bare Root Tree Program. So all 20 trees were street trees, so that was a good thing. So they're underground. Also, I reported at our last Shade Tree Commission meeting, we're going to be treating the locust trees on township property along Cocoa Avenue this year. We're going to do a combination. One's going to be an IPM kind of strategy. We're going to release parasitic wasps on the trees to take care of the mimosa webworms. We're going to also be following that up with a systemic treatment because the parasitic wasps usually take a few years to get going. So our hope is that at some point, you know, we won't even have to treat those trees. They'll be taken care of naturally and even maybe migrate to the other property owners on Cocoa Avenue. But we're going to be putting something in the newsletter at some point here so residents could do the same thing. It's relatively inexpensive for the wasps.
And you know, there's no harmful effect that you would expect that residents should be on Cocoa should be aware of.
No. They're teeny tiny little things. You can hardly even see them. And they'll kill the little mimosa webworm, and then they lay their eggs in it. And the eggs hatch, and that's our food source. You won't even notice.
Bob, that's from chocolate to elm, right?
In front of the library up to the rec center on Cocoa. So from 320, from the barn.
Oh, that's on the...
Just township trees, not any residential trees or any residence trees, just township oak trees for now.
Okay.
But like I said, the residents, once we throw out that information, they can do that because these wasps are
We send a whole box of them.
There's a tab that you tap to the tree that has the eggs on it, and they hatch. So we're going to try, see how it works.
Now the next thing is the lantern one.
Yeah.
There's also the stingless swamps that dig into those two they're finding out.
Yeah.
So that'll be the next one.
Praying mantis. You can buy praying mantis eggs and let the praying mantis take them out too.
Well, this is fascinating. I thought I'd give you something and just don't report to it.
Ignore it like I do. There's things that eat all the trees and the shrubs I have and it freaks them all down. All right. Is that it, Bob?
That's it, Mr. Chairman. Right.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Good to see you. We don't know anybody from the live. I guess Allison isn't available tonight. That's fine. Zach from the Parks and Rec.
I'm not going to top the parasitic wasp, but I'm going to do my best. We are beginning to wrap up construction in the north side of the community center. Contractors are beginning their punch list items in those areas. We actually have our furniture and fitness equipment scheduled to arrive next week, so that's exciting. And at this point, we are aiming to get our temporary certificate of occupancy for our staff to occupy the building the last week in April or the first week in May. The south side of the building is lagging a little bit behind right now. For that area of the building, which is more the aquatics area with the pools, locker room section, we're looking for mid-May for total completion of those spaces. Also, last Saturday morning, the rain stopped just in time for us to hold our Easter egg hunt at Shank Park, so thank you to everyone who came out and supported that event. And our next special event will be coming up in the next few weeks, and that is the Fishing Derby, which will be held on Saturday, May 7th at Good Frog Valley Pond.
And so, Zach, we had the seniors from the Muller Center volunteer to fill the eggs for the
Yes, they did. Right. Yes, they did.
I'm sure you had thousands of eggs.
10,000 is what we have. So yeah, they hammered those out in about a month for us. So they were fantastic. And with all we have going on with the community center, some much needed help this year.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
So I'm gonna probably bring some extra eggs over to give them my daughter's. She's done. She's egged out. So I have a whole bag of eggs. Mr. Jackson,
we'll take it.
Mr. Jackson, are we anticipating that the Memorial Day Parade will be back in person this year?
No. The Memorial Day Parade will not be back this year. No.
We
are working with the VFW, some representative from them, and the Legion. They are looking to do some, so we are supporting them. They're looking to do some at Chocolate Town Park. I know they've also talked to the fire department as well. Kind of utilizing that space and doing some. So we are working with them, so there is hopefully going to be a Memorial Day ceremony downtown.
Zach, are we looking to do a parade again in the future, or just putting it off for now?
We could certainly look at that with the timing. Obviously, we didn't have we staged that at the community center a lot, and with the kind of question mark with timing, you know, those preparations begin for us probably back in February. So with that being a huge question mark, we really couldn't commit knowing that we were going to have this.
Okay, very good. HRG, our Township Engineer report from HRG.
Thank you, right. Mr. Chairman. No new items to report on tonight.
And Mr. Everett, can you email?
Thank you, Chairman. At the last hearing for Hershey West End, we decided to put them on the agenda or continue their hearing on April 26th with the understanding that we had two other hearings. Well, I hope you're a little up to speed on this. So Pat and I had some correspondence back and forth because we have the cell tower ordinance that we didn't want to lose the cost of the advertising. So we are contemplating and wanted to run it past the board, opening the cell tower ordinance at 6 and continuing it. Even into the regular meeting, Pat in an email to me said that some of the boards that he represents have their public hearings within their regular meeting, just to try and get everything accommodated that evening. So this is kind of a test to see how the board feels about that. So we have three hearings that night, the continuation of Hershey West End, the short-term rental, and the cell tower.
I don't have any objection to that.
Okay. That way we're preserving... We're preserving.
Is it 1:30? We start at 6 and do it 6.
We're starting at 6.
6 a.m.
We're starting at 6.
So we will likely have an executive session starting maybe at 5, Chris, depending on what's out there. And it is possible, Chuck, isn't it, if there isn't the West End conditional use hearing, there may not be much. I mean, we'll schedule the hearing, but it may be that we're just closing it, that we're just finishing the hearing.
Right. I'll report any findings that I have on the plans that they submitted in as quickly as I can.
Yeah, that's fine. I think that it will likely work out based on everything we heard at the last hearing.
Okay. Just wanted to run that past you to...
So I have something real quick for you when we do hearings like that in the future. For like conditional use hearings, those kinds of things, there is often so much documentation. Could we move, like when we have a hearing, move the podium away and put like a rectangular table for the applicants to sit at so that they can actually unfold their things?
Sure.
Because they often sit in the chairs and then they're using, unfortunately, you know, they have to use chairs for...
That's a great idea.
I would just like to make them more comfortable because we're sitting up here, but there we had three people at the microphone, and that's not conducive.
That's how we run the zoning hearing.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's if we could just replicate that.
Yeah, we'll bring an applicant's table.
I think it's, I felt kind of bad.
That's a good suggestion.
The podium.
Chuck, what's the third hearing?
Short-term rental. Speaking of hearings, I'd like to schedule two. We have for Jay Ziegler's property, the lot number one, the one with the existing house on, somebody's looking at putting a use there that's a rather unique use. I'm having them file for a use similar to a permitted use. It's Mary's Health and Fitness that's on Hockersville Road.
Right.
She runs a business that I just can't call a gym. And you'll see during the hearing. But I would like to schedule that one for Tuesday, May 24th, beginning at 5:30, just because I think there's going to be a little bit more testimony involved in a use similar to explain, you know, these. And then we have another short-term rental that I'd like to schedule for 6:30 that same evening. It's not a short-term rental. It is a 524 Park Avenue. That's the property on Park Avenue that was owned by the people in California that only occupied it during Auto Show Week. Anybody know the history of that? It's the building about halfway between Parkside and Wendy's that's yellow and has the columns and the chains linked around it.
It's like a blockhouse.
Yeah. So we have somebody that wants to establish a catering business out of there for... They have a contract with the park, so they want to make the food there and transport it to the park, and that takes a conditional use.
Yeah. Please stick around after the meeting, because I have a question about a couple of projects.
Sure.
A couple of questions that everyone's emailed me about, and I just want to follow up with you, but it's not...
Happy to.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
I think those dates are fine.
Thank you.
All right.
Mr. Chair, I'll be here.
You will not be here on
the 24th.
May 24th.
Right. Okay.
So noted.
Not that long, Bass.
All right. Mr. Crispin, Township Manager Report.
I have nothing additional this evening. Thank you.
All right. Well, then that takes us to the next and last item on the agenda, which is the second visitor public comment session on the agenda. So anyone wishing to come forward and place a statement into the record, this is the time to do it. Same rules as normal. Mr. Gamble, do you feel like everybody is staring at you? That is because everyone is.
Tradition, come on. I was kidding.
First off, I want to congratulate our chief for notifying the members of the community of the loss one of their brothers suffered. I pray for all our police officers that they're safe and to continue giving them the support they need. So thank you for the job you've done, and keep your lives safe. Secondly, I notified you about the trucks. So it's becoming a routine truck traffic now. One thing about the when you call for assistance, I talked with the receptionist. She said she had to refer me up to the county. Well, when I went through the county, they said, our operators are busy, please remain on the line. So while I was sitting waiting on the line, the truck got behind, I don't know if you're familiar with where the train station is, but went between the house and my train station on that cobble road and took out the corner and ended up going straight through. But it was a real mess getting him out of there.
I'm sorry. Is there anything else we can do? Is there another? I don't know where the truck is. The truck literally leaving Reese Avenue there. I guess I'm concerned, where else can we put signage? Because people just keep driving trucks into that dead end.
Yeah. Well, they drive right. There is a big sign. I think I sent you.
Yeah, I see the sign.
But the sign is there. I don't know if you've got to put it on both sides of the street.
Right.
Even when you get down to where they go past what they call Sudara, or Hershey Park Drive, they call it now. But when you go past there, it's obvious it's a dead end. And they go all the way down to the tracks. Thank God that stone pile is there. Otherwise, they'd probably keep on going through.
I don't know what else we can do, Mr. Gamble, no sooner had you talked about that at the last meeting than you were sending me pictures of it happening on the
twice
next day.
Since the last meeting.
So I don't know, Garth, I don't know if you need a solution tonight, but there must be something else.
We can look at some additional signage. I know that you also just, our traffic safety unit just completed a couple studies that I think they want to hand over to HRG, but we'll have to get approval first before we do that to put some weight restrictions on some of those roadways back through there to even curb some of the truck traffic that's going through there and going down Reese to Mill, and try to curb some of that as well. So I think it's going to be a combination of some things, but I don't know what the solution is on signing. But we can take a look at that for some additional signing, and then look at the weight restrictions on some of these roadways, because those roadways are getting chewed up.
Yeah,
pretty well down through there because of some of the tankers and stuff that are going down through there.
And you're talking, Garth, I'm envisioning, I know Mr. Gamble lives, I know the area, so when you go to North Hockers, you cross over onto North Hockersville and you make a right.
Yep.
That's Mill right there, right? What's the
right? It's Mill when you get down to the curb.
Okay. Yeah. So, even with there are families back there, there's small kids. I drive back there and I always drive slow. I don't know, other than I see the garbage trucks get down there, but they're driving slow. It is a concern. It's such a tight space, and to see an 18-wheeler trying to get down there, it's impossible. It's just impossible.
And the picture you see, there's cars parked on both sides. Once you pass North Hockersville, and Sorare shoots off, taking down on Duke Street. But you can see how close it is to the cars on both sides. But that one truck backed out, and instead of going over 422, he actually ran over the sidewalk, backed up enough, and drove over the sidewalk. Thank God they had the handicap ramp there, or he would have tipped his truck. But he was up on the sidewalk for a while until he got around. And the other one was stuck behind on the dirt alley between the train station and the house. And he drove over the lane's grass to get out.
I wonder, are drivers just following the GPS and the GPS doesn't indicate a dead end?
One company, CR England. That's the thing that gets me. It's always the big CR England. I sent you a picture of it. I don't know if we can contact them and pass the word. But if they're following their GPS, then I think you guys try to contact them in court about it. It would be great. But I think it's these drivers that know this is the way we're going, that's what we're going to do. But maybe contacting the company.
Is that something, could we have somebody take a look, try to contact, customer service or some line at CR?
Yeah,
Yeah, I think there's other foods. Can we just cut that somewhere?
We could, if they are, I don't know.
But sure, if
there are certain foods, maybe
that's a concession. That's what we should put in the hall first.
Yeah, that's a great point. Maybe, I don't know, Chris, it's either you or Garth, but we could contact Pat at work. I mean, Pat's their local government person. Pat can relay that message, you know, out through his channels. But that's a good starting point. Let's see if we can get that.
Like I said, I'll just keep you informed, but it gets a little tight down here.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been cars hit before where they just drive off.
Yeah. I mean, this has been going on for 20 years. I mean, right? I've been dealing with this issue for so many years.
It used to be an evening activity to see how far you can get across. But there was one time where a car was a box truck, went onto the tracks. So, you know, again, they're going down there pretty fast sometimes, and all of a sudden you realize there's no road.
Yeah, especially at nighttime.
Yeah, it's nighttime, too. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Gamble. All right, seeing as there is no one else in public present, we will close the visitor public comment session and we will now move to adjournment. Is there a motion?
I will make a motion for adjournment.
Motion made by Mr. Zanuta. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mrs. Nutt. All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.